God hid wisdom from them. Because if he had not hidden it from them, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Paul said so in 1 Corinthians. Look it up. Verse 43, therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall... Alright, hold on, right there. The nation. Who is the nation? The Gentile nation? Not really. No, not as a whole. Though that is how it was taken by many people. Because why, we have the Christendom and the Christian nations. The nations of apostasy and of whoredom is what I would call them. The nations of forced conversions and of wickedness masquerading as righteousness. If I could go on to speak of all the things that have been done, of the parables that will be spoken yet to come, in the prophecy times that are coming, that we are even now being prepared for. What have they done now? Can you imagine what is being done? Very soon we shall speak on these things. But when we see this parable, well, it's very simple. He let out the vineyard to others. Oh, and the nation, it's God's elect. Both Jews and Gentiles combined into one nation. Those who are chosen, who truly bring forth the fruit. The only who ever really bring forth the fruit are those God gives the grace to be his chosen. He let it out to husbandmen. This is the old covenant. He gave them a promise. I give you a vineyard. Bring forth fruit. The seed of the Lord, the planting of God, was Israel, of the Lord of hosts. The old covenant. And the time of the fruit came near. He sent them his servants, right? They beat one, they killed, you know, this represents like the prophets and so on and so forth. And then there comes more prophets. The former prophets and the latter prophets. And they treated them badly. And then the son comes. They will reverence my son. But as he says, the Lord's doing, this is a parable. This is the way man thinks. They're going to respect my son. God knew they wouldn't respect his son. Because he had withholden the wisdom from them that they would, for preservation's sake, that they would be wise to reverence his son. If they really believed it was the son of God, if God had given them the wisdom to show them that this miracle man was the son of God, that they could have believed that, they would never have crucified him, even if they still were wicked in their hearts, because they would have said, we won't do that, lest we be destroyed. Just like with the Romans. They had no love for the Romans. No love at all. But they would not offend them because they said they feared lest they come and destroy our place. And they would reverence the Son of God lest he should come and destroy their place. They would have paid him lip service if they had known. That's why God hid the wisdom from them so that they would crucify him and so that his word would be fulfilled and the prophecies would be fulfilled and righteousness would be fulfilled so that he would turn us from our iniquities. This is his intention, so that we also might follow in his footsteps, that we would become acquainted with suffering, that we would become acquainted with humility. Why? Why does God want us to suffer, become humble, and experience all these things? Because we are to become the sons of God, and the sons of God must be worthy of such a calling. They must be worthy of eternal life, worthy of the powers of the world to come, worthy of the honor and blessing that God's word has promised of those who become his sons. You want to be a son of God, you've got to be made into the son of God. You can't just walk into this like some slob off the street. You've got to have the proper garments on. You've got to have the proper works happening in you. You can't just take it. That's why he ordained these things. That's why this world is happening the way it is, for the manifestation of the sons of God. To the rest of you, it's a bonus. You get to live. You get a penny. But we want more. Well, what agreement did you enter into before you were born that entitled you to more? I didn't enter into any agreement. Huh. So you're already overpaid. Did you just take a breath? Did you deserve to take a breath? Was it owed to you? I tell you, it was not owed to you to live and breathe. You're already overpaid. Take what you have and be satisfied. Or, take hold on faith and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the word that is being preached to you. Believe in the promises of God and you will become a son of God. Heir of eternal life. Heir of the powers of the world to come. Heir of the honor and glory of God. Heir of the throne. Come forward, follow. And you will be as one of us. Or take your penny and go. You're already overpaid. He will come and slay them and take and give the vineyard to others. Well, what happened? The Romans came. By the hand of the Romans, God destroyed the Jewish nation as it existed then, scattered them to the four winds. They've been gathered together again. What's going to happen with that? Well, we'll see, won't we? But he that remains in Zion, he that remains in Jerusalem, shall be called holy. Everyone that is counted among the living, when the Lord shall come, he will save them with an everlasting salvation. They will enter into his kingdom. They will be made ready for that. They will be made ready. I believe they're going to hear the prophets that are coming. They're going to hear the prophets that are coming. This time there will be no mistaking. And it will be to much confusing of the faces of those who now think, those who boast themselves against the branches, those who think, I have salvation, but they have not taken the whole plate. They've only just nibbled off the edges what they thought was fit for them, but not taken the good meat and potatoes that he had given for them. They had not put on the garments that he had said, come to my wedding feast, put on these garments. I like my clothes better. Thanks, but no thanks. How came ye hither? How came ye hither? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I know ye not. He will miserably destroy them. Out of their own mouths proceed the judgment. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. Look at that. Out of their own mouths, their own judgments coming forth. Out of their own mouths. That's what Jesus meant. Judge not, you, with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. But I tell you what, the judgment that comes out of my mouth, I'm willing to be judged by it. I'm willing to be judged by the things I judge. I will be judged by it. I submit myself. Just be aware and take care. Verse 44, and whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. They knew that he was talking about them. They weren't dumb. By no means, they were very smart. There was a certain wisdom hidden from them. A certain wisdom that just would say, he is a prophet. Speaking against us. I think we better lay off.